As if the 2014 Rhode Island election campaigns won't provide enough grist for everyone's political mill, along comes the vote on the proposed public employee pension settlement crafted by union leaders Governor Lincoln Chafee and State Treasurer Gina Raimondo. The process is important and is difficult to navigate as sailing through a foggy dawn on Narragansett Bay. Union leaders have urged retirees and eligible current employees, those with 10 or more years in state employment, to support the pension settlement deal. The settlement comes in the aftermath of the 2011 pension overhaul that sliced pension benefits and clipped retiree cost of living allowances. The goal was to reduce pension payments so that taxpayers won't be overly burdened with the legacy costs of supporting public employee retirees. Proponents also asserted that the changes in the system would keep it solvent for younger employees so that the state system didn't land in receivership a la Central Falls. Unionized employees, through their leaders and lawyers, went to court to overturn the changes, saying that by unilaterally reducing benefits, the state had broken its promises to state workers and retirees. The judge in the case, Superior Court Judge Sarah Taft Carter, ordered the sides into mediation. After 13 months of torturous negotiations, a settlement was reached. The deal restored a few cuts in the employee pension plans, but it mainly preserved the vast majority of the changes that shaved retirement benefits and saved the taxpayers millions of dollars. The votes are being counted in the first round of balloting, includes about 24,000 ballots. The process has triggered a noisy debate among politicians, taxpayers, retirees, and the usual gang of media pundits. Much has been made of the way the count is being handled, with ballots that are not returned counting as yes votes. Some say this means this plebiscite is rigged in favor of the settlement. Well, no, this isn't a Vermont town meeting filled with pure democracy. The system merely gives the eligible workers and retirees a say in whether this complex legal case goes back to Judge Taft Carter so she can consider whether to push it to a second vote. The election has sparked a vigorous joust among workers and retirees. The arguments are vivid on all sides. Talk to Pat Azarian of North Providence, who worked for 30 years at the State Public Defender's Office, and you'll hear a familiar refrain. She says it's extremely unfair because they had a contract with me and they broke it. I do understand the state's in trouble, but who thought it was a good idea to give Curt Schilling $75 million? Not me. On the other side is Barry Spadia, who was a teacher in Johnson for 22 years. Spadia says, regardless of the fairness of the settlement, retirees have to be pragmatic and come to grips with the need for a sustainable system that provides benefits well into the future. If workers and retirees vote down the settlement offer, this case heads back to the court for what will be a long round of lawyering that will almost surely land in the Rhode Island State Supreme Court. Yet, if this initial vote is approved and the judge believes it was conducted fairly, there'll be a second round of voting. In that round, more than 60,000 workers and retirees, including management workers not represented by the unions that sued, will be eligible to vote. And a group of about 50 retirees late last week filed yet another lawsuit challenging the settlement. These retirees claim they have a right to all of their cost of living allowances. So you're pretty confused by now. Well, join the club. This only sails deeper into the fog. If the second round of balloting succeeds, the settlement goes back to Smith Hill, where the General Assembly would have to approve it. In this matter, taxpayers don't have a lot to gripe about. Ask most lawyers if they would accept a settlement that gets their side 95% of what they want, or go to court where the outcome is uncertain. Just about any lawyer would take that deal rather than rolling the dice in court. Is this all messy? Yes, it is. In the imperishable words of Winston Churchill, democracy is the worst form of government, except, of course, for all the others.